Activists attempted to board a Russian oil rig.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Richardson, Riley Turner, Joanna Peterson, Eric Tekadoff, Galen Sanford, and Jimmy Tardy. The producer is Mike Klepfer. Our engineer is Sequoia Wright. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you would like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard about on the news tonight, here are their numbers, so grab something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber's number is 503-378-3111. And Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM, on K282BH Philomath at 104.3 FM, and K220HR in Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7 it's Democracy Now! With journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Lisa Loving guest hosts Voices from the Edge Talk Radio with guest Stephen Hanks talking about his new venture, a walking tour in downtown Portland showcasing Portland's early African-American citizens. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Per Fagerang interviews Gideon Levy, controversial writer for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, about what Israeli Jews call the Temple Mount. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, host Ken Jones speaks with science fiction author, activist, and blogger Cory Doctorow about information doesn't want to be free, art, copyright, and the internet. And at 11:45, Sarika Mehta interviews John Oliver, award-winning writer and satirist. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
Time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
Hello, it is 5:45-ish once again on a Wednesday afternoon, which means it is time for News from the Boo, your weekly roundup of events and information concerning the station here and the community in general. Mike is in Africa, as you probably know, and we will be hearing an update of his journeys next week, I expect. Monica is doing Monica things today. Instead, we are joined by Aaron Yankee, KBOO's program director. Tonight, we'll be talking about KBOO's second artist in residence, Tessie Ward, who had her opening last Friday, the De-Gentrify Portland Youth Project. Oh, I'm sorry, the separate thing. The De-Gentrify Portland Youth Project is having a film screening tomorrow. Arresting Power, which is a documentary about Portland's history of police violence and resistance. It just got a premiere date. And next Monday on KBOO, there'll be KBOO will be broadcasting from a tugboat. So, Aaron, before we talk about anything else, tugboat.
Yeah, we've got to know.
Tugboat.
Yeah. Okay, well, before we talk about anything else, tomorrow, Cory Doctorow and John Oliver.
Impressive.
Yes.
We are. That's amazing. I'm really excited. I love them both. There's a tugboat that is on the east side of the Willamette, just north of the St. John's Bridge. And it has been it is being repurposed to kind of like an audio resource center. So they've got they've got performance spaces and production spaces, and we have done two broadcasts from there. Galen is the director, producer of it, and he sits in a tiny little room, and then there's four or five different stages. They've had bands and people reading from their works and poets and all kinds of stuff, and it's all on these different levels.
How large
of
is
this tugboat? It seems big to me. The engine is taken out, so that's one of the performance spaces, is the engine room. Another one is the... I am not a boat person. There's like a big mechanical thing I can picture in my head. One of the reading rooms, a small room, is the old meat locker, the old fridge room. They have a space where they have a galley in there, so the kitchen. So they set up microphones in that area, and they just go from room to room to room. And the first one that they did was all about... just water, the waterfront, and it was 4 hours long. We did one last September, I believe, that was all about Big Rock Candy Mountain. So we're doing these now. We're going to do them November, December, January, and February. They'll all be 1 hour long and take some kind of folk element. So this one's all going to be about John Henry.
Where's it docked?
It's just on the side of the... There's a little dot... a little... thing you walk out to from the land. It's, you know, it's...
Well, yes.
I'm using my hands. Brian can see what I'm doing.
More specifically, where on the land would you go if you wanted to walk out onto it?
Oh, there's a place out there that's called Green Acres that has a lot of like small, sustainable green businesses there. And the person who owns the ship... maybe owns land, or I don't know what that relationship is actually, but they have a walk plank.
Gangplank.
Thank you. Gangway. Yes. That just goes out to the ship there.
Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun. So yeah. that's going to be next Monday all day, is it?
Next Monday from 7 to 8.
From 7 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, yeah.
Great. Well, Erin, do you want to tell us a little bit about Tessie Word and the Artist in Residence program here at KBOO?
Yeah. Tessie was our second artist in residence, and our first one was Marisa Anderson, and she was an amazing guitar player, and she recorded an album here. Tessie is a sound artist, so she has been working on this piece that she called Convergence. She grew up on the coast and... had this experience of being out there once where it was really stormy and the radio wasn't coming in very well, and there was all these storm noises and beautiful radio noises, and she's like, I need to capture this in some kind of sonic way of art, her sound art. So she had been working on this piece for about 2 years, and then she got the KBOO Artist in Residency. So she then got to record live musicians on top of it. We loaned her some microphones to go record the tsunami. There's a tsunami creator kind of machine down in Corvallis. So they can turn this on.
And at the OSU School of Engineering.
Yeah. And so they can create these tsunamis and then, you know, learn what they need to know about it. So she went and recorded that. So that's in the piece. And then worked with Jesse Damon, who is our mixologist person, to help put together. So it's a 17-minute sound piece, and it's really beautiful. And it's at a gallery called this piece is called Convergence. I'm sorry. The gallery is called Civilian Studios, and it's on North Lewis Avenue, which is off Interstate, right behind Stumptown Printers. And it's up through December 14th, and they have pretty limited hours, but you can call, make an appointment to hear it. It's beautiful. And then we'll eventually have it on the KBOO website, too. So, yeah, so she's our 2014. We'll have our 2015 Artist in Residence applications out in December, and we will accept them until about February. Then Tessie will be on the panel to decide who the next Artist in Residence will be. You get 20 hours of having a live mixologist. We just want you to have an interest in sound and be creative about it. And you need to create a piece of sound art that can be publicly presented.
Excellent. Any other criteria besides that?
No, you don't get paid. We don't give you a place to live. But that's basically it. You can be an artist. You can be a group of artists. But
it should be sound based.
Yes.
All right.
Sound based.
Also, tomorrow night, the Degentrify Portland youth who've been working on in Portland will have a film screening. What is KBU's role in that film?
Well, we've been working with the Degentrify kids. They had done the film project with Portland Community Media already, and then they came here, and I thought we were going to do a little more of like publicity about it, but it turns out that they actually wanted to just learn radio skills as well. And now they did a radio show last Friday night. They're going to be on once a month. They're really great DJs, and they're really excited about being on the air. But the Degentrify film screening is going to be tomorrow at the Sons of Haiti Masonic Lodge, which is at the corner of Fremont and Mississippi. It's the building on the northwest corner. And their films will be screened, and then some other films about gentrification in Portland will also be screened, I believe.
KBU had a broadcast this Tuesday of a panel discussion from the Architectural Heritage Center called Save the Good Old Houses. We'll also be out next Monday with the STEAM Radio Syndicate. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the STEAM Radio Syndicate is the tugboat people that we had the relationship with. The architectural live broadcast, which you should be able to hear on the KBU website, one of our long-term members has set up these kind of historical panels about stuff. And this one was about a situation in Northwest Portland in 1989 where someone wanted to develop condos. And I believe one of them ended up on fire and a bunch of people got arrested. And there was a lot of community outrage and backlash. And that is a story that's really forgotten, especially with the way that things look now with, you know, that the Degentrify kids will be addressing, I'm sure. But so Sandy's been doing these really great historical panels, and we've been able to broadcast a lot of them. So that was on Tuesday. So in case you missed it, check the website. It should be up there.
Well, it's still definitely a relevant and contentious issue, especially in the neighborhood we're broadcasting.
Yeah, that's
right,
true.
Around here.
Yeah,
yeah,
especially right here. Also, you, Aaron Yankee, you, KBU program director, have a film screening coming up, correct?
Correct. Me and Jody Darby, Julie Perini have been working on a film. Speaking of contentious issues that don't seem to go away, we've been working on a film about police brutality and resistance in Portland since the first, we talk about from the mid-60s to about, we get to the Key Notice case and the Department of Justice coming in. We can't really talk that much about the Department of Justice since it's currently happening, so it's hard to make a film about something that's underway. But we just got word that our opening for that will be on January 15th at the Northwest Film Center. So it's very exciting to finally have a date and get to talk about it. And we handed it off to our color correction person. And so now we just need to raise the money on Kickstarter to help pay for him and pay for other post-production things. But
do you have a Kickstarter address that you can give out?
It's Kickstarter. The movie's called Arresting Power. And then there's a bunch of numbers in it. So it's just easier to search for Kickstarter Arresting Power. But yeah, so now we have about 2 months to get all the post-production stuff done and set up a bunch of community events and other ways of, you know, as we're all kind of sitting on the edge of our seats for Ferguson and for all of, you know, all the other current things that we have to think about with the institution of policing and the Department of Justice being here, and is the city going to continue to fight having this judicial oversight and all these things that we talk about all the time on the KBU News. So, you know, it'll be a really interesting time to have this movie out and try to deepen the discussion and see where we can go so this doesn't have to be a recurring pattern in Portland and all over.
Yeah, we'll be sure and keep us updated as the time gets closer for
that opening.
And good luck with the edits. So you're not through the film edits yet?
The edits are done. Oh, yeah, it's all post-production stuff now. So color correction, mixing, the sound, getting it mastered, all of that kind of post stuff. So yeah, the editing is put to bed.
Good.
Such, so nice.
That about wraps it up for us. Aaron Yankee, KBOO Program Director, thank you very much for joining us this week on News from the BOO.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with all your projects upcoming. And everybody out there, we will speak to you again next Wednesday.
Thanks.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Up next is Occupy Radio's The Occupant, and then that'll be followed by Hard Knock Radio.
Poetry from the prisoners at the Oregon State Penitentiary.
Hood anthems become multi-million dollar commercial jingles. But the question is, who's getting paid and who's really getting played? Such a volatile minefield.
In this world of cold concrete and lifeless steel, there is no warmth here, no affection, no touch.
But more than the cacophony